It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Always digging back into the musical archives while our guest host, birthdays, death days, anniversaries, number ones, etc. And it's 1960 in our minds as we go back and find the number one song of the charts, Elvis Presley. And it's Now or Never. His first post-Army number one song was this one in 1960. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We're packed today. Looking at down at the schedule. Tom Morelli, Phil Kirpin, Scott McKay in Hour 2. Robert H. Bork Jr., Dr. Michael Robillard in Hour number 3. Lots to get to here on the program. Mentioned before the break, these COVID mitigations, these masking and other measures put in place as we dealt with COVID in 2020 and into 2021. Many of us warned they were going to have outsized impacts on our children, children who are learning, especially young children, especially those who are dealing with speech delays, things like that. And it seemed very much like people were discounting that possibility, or at least that it was worth the risk to sort of shut things down, nothing in person. Do it via Zoom. Cover up your face. And this is from late last week, but a story from Chicago. Some parents now finding out their children are, in fact, playing catch-up since the pandemic and learning more about how COVID impacted kids. Speech and language therapists say they're now treating children with developmental deficits born from COVID mitigations. From understanding facial cues to reading comprehension, experts say addressing the problems early is critical. And the thing is, we always knew this. We always knew this. You look back to guidance, pre-COVID guidance, on what was important for children, young children, children with speech delays, language issues. It is seeing the face. It is seeing facial expressions. It is seeing how the mouth works to form words. All of that is insanely important. But I say that my son had a speech delay. He's doing fantastic now. My co-host on Political Beats over at National Review, I don't think would mind. He's been public about this. His son also has speech delays. And so we have some personal experience with this. And having gone through it, of course, there's no doubt that the mitigations put in place were going to hurt young children in their progression. In their ability to sort of move forward and catch up to classmates and peers in speech and language if there were a delay or if there were problems happening. And the fact that people are surprised by it now, or there are, hey, well, parents are now finding out there were issues. Well, of course, we all knew that was going to happen. Some, though, said that it was simply not that big of a deal. At Little Steps in Highland Park outside of Chicago, weekly speech sessions are mixed with occupational and physical therapy, helping a six-year-old make strides. Since the pandemic, we've noticed her a little more delayed. She's been in therapy since she was 2.5. She's 6 right now. Understanding other people's facial expressions, understanding other people's emotions. We weren't able to experience those normal interactions with kids, and we weren't able to problem solve. We were on screens or isolated. That just caused a big delay from our little ones all the way up to high school. In a large ongoing study of child neurodevelopment, researchers at Brown University and Rhode Island Hospital found children born during the pandemic have significantly reduced verbal, motor, and overall cognitive performance compared to children born pre-pandemic. In babies, it might be establishing eye contact, joint attention, play skills, or speaking first words. For preschool and school-age children, articulation or speech sounds and expressive and receptive language skills may be impacted, including reading comprehension or the ability to express wants and needs. older kids may experience deficits in social language skills. So expressive and receptive language skills. That's exactly the diagnosis that my son has. And we have worked incredibly hard. He has worked incredibly hard to get to where he is today. If he had been born a little bit later and I had been parenting him during the pandemic and being told you can't meet with therapists or it's only going to be Zoom or everybody's got to wear a mask and we know you have expressive language delays, problems, but we can't give you the therapy. We can't give him the therapy he needs to improve, to catch up to his peers. It would have driven me totally crazy. Later on in the story, we pick up so much from people's facial expressions, even our body language too, so I think the pandemic played a big role in some of these delays. Masks can hinder facial cues, and isolation plays a critical role. Now this 2.5-year-old, who is now 6, undergoing therapy, trying to improve during the course of the pandemic, is learning to express herself before frustration sets in. Therapist said, when you see it prior to a pandemic, and then you have a pandemic and see that regression, that doesn't mean that she's stagnating, too. This is a big deal. She regressed, this patient, regressed, got worse. You have to build back up to where you were and then get past that. Clinicians with the American Speech Language Hearing Association say reasons for the lag in development are likely multifaceted. They encourage concerned parents to seek out an evaluation from a local early intervention program or school. But again, we all knew this was possible. This was likely because all the guidance pre-pandemic said how important facial expressions, seeing mouths move for children, took that away for, 18 months, 2 years? Depends where you are. This is no surprise. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Patriot Foods. PatriotFoods.com, Americans farmers only. Delivered right to your doorstep. Fruits and veggies, fresh or frozen, depending on the season. Great steaks and Amish meats and cheeses. PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code America. Save additional 10% at PatriotFoods.com. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out thebarkingboutique.com. Thebarkingboutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. Thebarkingboutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to healthycell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.